The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
I don't know if you saw what's going on in Turkmenistan. No. They've got a unique way of combating coronavirus. They're just saying, we don't have coronavirus here. And if you happen to say the word coronavirus, you'll be arrested. Officers are to arrest anyone who discusses the pandemic in public. They are also to arrest anyone who wears a face mask in public. So they're just going with the, it doesn't exist.
Somebody asked, what are the odds of Texans draft hometown guy Josh Jones, the left tackle from UH? I would say less than 2% because he's going first round.
Yeah, and the Texans can't take a lineman that high this year.
No, they've invested
and
all
if
the
they
draft
do,
capital.
That's real bad news for Laremy Tunsil's contract.
Boy, if that happens, you're right. That's very bad news because they can't really afford to invest any high picks in a position like that.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz, hour number three. Man, if you can't get excited hearing that song, I don't know what to tell you. 713-780-3776 is your number. You can also get us on Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is blitzed, at Degenerates975. You can text the show. You know the number for that. Same one to dial in. And if you miss the first 2 hours on a What Are the Odds Wednesday, all available at podcastarena.com, or they will be. Certainly the first hour's up, the second hour will be up shortly, and the third hour when we're done. But don't go to that yet because, you know, listen to us live, and then go back if you miss the first 2 hours. And been a fun show so far. This thing's kind of flying by. It's already 6 o'clock, and, you know, it's kind of starting to – there's still plenty to talk about, believe it or not. But I have some good coronavirus news, if you'd like to hear it.
Okay.
There
it's
is a
defeated
medical
in Turkmenistan.
Not in Turkmenistan.
Oh, in America, but, it's defeated in America. There's no curve here. It's been tremendous, and we defeated it.
No, I wish.
One day it's just gone like magic. It's at zero. Correct.
Well, that would be nice, but
I heard that's what's going to happen.
Well, depends on when you were listening, AJ.
Oh, okay.
Because that tune has changed a little bit.
Okay.
But I don't know if you're familiar with this, but there is a site called MedFet UK.
It okay, is a, not familiar is with
the,
it.
The only online store 100% dedicated to medical kink, fetish, and role play.
Ooh,
they have over 250 genuine medical grade products. I've never heard of medical fetish, but, you know, hey, whatever you're into, they have everything.
I was reading a story about how much YouPorn or Pornhub, like movies there are about coronavirus, like people in masks.
You know,
so that is.
I may just have to do. I may have to do some research for the show tomorrow on that. I'll just pure research. But this place has everything from surgical gowns to needle play kits and catheters, which I don't even want to know.
That's hot.
I don't. No, it's. I mean,
come on,
I
you think, know that's hot. That's penetration,
what I think,
Fred.
Oh, God. When I think of catheters, I think of those commercials like on, during Law and Order with the old people. It's like, I have to get my catheter cleaned every week. And it's like, But who would buy a catheter for medical role playing? I mean, anyway, but guess what? They're doing a good thing. It's a positive. They donated
positive,
their entire stock.
Negative.
It's right. It's a good thing, not a bad thing. They donated their entire stock of disposable scrubs to a hospital.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah. So, in fact, the hospital, it's in the UK.
Those kinky bastards are so They're so well-meaning.
Well, you know, it's maybe it's they're not going to dedicate. They're not going to give up their catheters. I'm sure.
No.
But apparently, NHS hospital in London contacted them, asking if they had extra scrubs, and so they donated everything they had. So everybody's trying to do their part, AJ.
It's mighty kind of them.
Odds Doc Annell and Bill O'Brien are the same person.
They do have a similar look. The chin is way different. But,
yeah.
I mean, it's not far-fetched by any stretch of the imagination.
But I kind of find Doc Annell one of the more likable people in that thing. Maybe it's just me. Maybe it's the idea of him having all these wives. But
I think it's
pretty cool.
Who wants more than one wife? That's what I don't get.
Well, I don't think he's married to any of them. And
he's got to live with all of them.
Well, I mean, he's got a big house. It's a big place.
It's one thing to have, side ladies, but you know, all those women living in your house? Gross.
Well, it's better that they know about each other, right?
I mean, I guess for the relationship it's better, but still not ideal if you ask me.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I always think it's cool when an old dude can pull a bunch of, you know, hot chicks. Just because.
Of course you do. I wonder why that appeals to you.
Well, I mean, you know, I don't think it takes too much imagination to figure that one out. A32 says, just found out my sister tested positive for coronavirus. She works at a bank. She thinks that's where she may have gotten it from, dealing with money and coins, etc. Just a heads up, Blitzers. I know we don't think about it, but money is dirty as hell. Yeah, man. I rarely use cash. In fact, we have a $20 bill sitting here that neither one of us know what to do with. It's just been sitting in the in a tray because we don't use cash at all. But right now, I damn sure wouldn't touch cash. It's just like when we were talking about when we were in Vegas. If I was going to get it, I think it would have probably been from those damn poker chips, because those are disgusting.
Yeah.
So, 4-9 says, you're forgetting. That's why he gave each of them their own house. That's right. They did have their own houses.
Yeah, so. But still, I mean, ugh, you got to keep all those women happy. It just seems like a pain in the ass. I'm not looking for that. It's too much trouble for me.
Yeah, well.
But you know what? Good for him, if that's what makes him happy.
Hey, I mean, I think he's living the life. I mean, now maybe he doesn't treat those animals very well. It's not as bad as a guy who was putting the cubs in a friggin' suitcase in Vegas.
That's true. And did you see that? Did you see the video that came out of Joe Exotic asking aloud why he can't use the N-word?
No, I didn't.
If Aaron's got the audio, he'll play it. But, Joe Exotic doesn't think it's fair that black guys can use it in their rap videos. He's not allowed to use the N-word. He doesn't seem to think that's fair at all.
All right.
Play it.
What's going on here in this country? It's absolutely pathetic. I can't say the N-word, but you can get on YouTube and watch any black man's rap video, and they're calling each other the N-word. What the hell? Is this discrimination? I'm white. I can't say the N-word, and they can't?
It's discrimination, Fred.
Well, okay.
That's the surprise that didn't make... That's the oldest defense for racism in the book. It's like, they can say it. Why can't I? I think that theory's been tested and is not a working theory for white people. I think we've learned long ago that's not the answer you're looking for.
Well, I hope we're not holding Joe Exotic up as an example of the best of the white people. I think all of those guys are almost the worst.
They call him Everyday Joe Exotic for a reason, because he's your everyman. He's your Everyday Joe.
The Real D Green says, never heard of a medical fetish. Sexy nurse doesn't ring a bell.
Sexy nurse never involves catheters. Yeah, that's where I draw the line on sexy nurse.
I'm kind of curious what the hell you do
want me
with
to,
these...
You want me to insert that catheter? Ooh, yeah. No, that's not hot.
No. And keep the needle away from me, too, while you're at it.
Yeah.
You know, my idea of the sexy nurse is she comes in. She maybe she has one of those stethoscopes.
Sponge bath, maybe.
Yeah.
I'll get down with that. But, yeah, so, catheter, that's where the line is drawn.
Lamont says, the only person I can compare O'Brien to is Jason Brown from Last Chance U. I never actually
it
saw
really
an episode of Last Chance U. Is it?
Yeah, I mean, he's just so ridiculous and over the top, but he's also running a junior college program, so it makes sense. This guy's, like, at the highest level, and, like, there's a reason why Jason Brown's not coaching in the NFL or at a major college, because he doesn't know how to act. And meanwhile, Bill O'Brien acts just like him. Well, he's the, you know, head coach and GM of the freaking Houston Texans.
Well, Bill O'Brien is certainly turning this team into a junior college one, so.
It's getting there.
Maybe it works. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. And I'm told music's playing, so we shall take a quick break.
Is this Joe Diffie?
It is the. What's that?
I'm asking Aaron if this is Joe Diffie. Why not? Why are you disrespecting Joe Diffie?
Because I'm saving it for the end of the show with celebrity deaths.
I feel like we should have a Joe Diffie or Fountains of Wayne song every break for the rest of the show.
I'll get on that.
Thank you.
Well, you know who he left off the death list? Here's a tease for you. We'll talk about this when we come back. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Ain't no mercy. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713. What's that?
Your jam.
Is that Joe Diffie? Or is that
of course
Joe
it
Exotic?
Is.
Oh, okay.
This is Joe Diffie. Joe Exotic hasn't died of coronavirus yet.
No. Oh, wouldn't that be hilarious?
Someone early in the show sent us a meme that was really good that Kenny Rogers dying right before this pandemic hit is the best definition of knowing when to fold them.
Oh, ho, I like it. I like it. You know, I was looking at the deaths, and, you know, usually Aaron does a really good job of getting serial killers on there.
Uh-huh.
He left off one who died this week.
Who's
probably
that?
One of your, I want to know where you rank him in your serial killer power rankings, but the Grim Sleeper.
Oh, yeah, that is a good one. That's I don't know if he's top 10, but he's pretty good. He just recently died, like, but he's one of the
It was a couple days ago.
The rare black serial killers. That he was going on at the same time as the Night Stalker, and there was one other guy that was killing out in California at the same time, and they were like, they were all competing to see who could be the best serial killer, because it was very difficult to tell which serial killer was committing which crimes.
Well, he certainly has a top five nickname. I mean,
oh yeah, it's a good nickname.
But it's funny, in that Trials of Gabriel Fernandez thing, they were doing the trial on the ninth floor of the court building there. And apparently that's where the O.J. trial was. That's where the Grim Sleeper trial was. So it was kind of a nice little anecdote, which at some point you ought to watch that. Don't watch it with kids in the room, though, because it's just flat out dark. So
yeah.
Lamont said this earlier. I meant to get to it, and stuff just kept coming up. But did you see the story out of Malaysia?
Yes, that was one of my favorite stories of the day. That's well, so great.
Yeah, Malaysia's Ministry for Women, Family, and Community Development issued a series of online posters on Facebook and Instagram with the hashtag #WomenPreventCOVID-19. It advised the nation's women to help with the country's partial lockdown by not nagging their husbands.
That's right.
The ministry also advised women to refrain from being sarcastic if they asked for help with the household chores, and it urged women working from home to dress up and wear makeup.
Yeah, you need to wear your business clothes and wear your makeup. It's not that hard. But just well, if you're going to have to work from home, don't look like a bum. That's all, ladies. Dress up for your mans.
Oh, man. Apparently, Nisha Sabanagayam, who is a manager at an advocacy group, said it's extremely condescending both to women and men. These posters promote the concept of gender inequality and perpetuate the concept of patriarchy.
How's it offensive for men? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, I don't.
Condescending? I don't feel offended by it.
Gosh, I miss those days where we had patriarchies. Those were the good old days. Women would stay home and look nice and cook for you. Nice to know that Malaysia's still living in the 1950s.
That's right.
I don't know where that's offensive to men or condescending. Oh,
I assure you, I'm not bothered by it.
Yeah, I'm not offended or feel like I've been condescended to. Anderson says, what are the odds on obtaining super allocations of bourbon from your liquor store now since all the restaurants are closed? Hey, you know, the restaurants are still able to deliver, or you could buy liquor to go now.
Yeah.
So, John wants to know, what is that group again? I need to send it to my wife. Hopefully she can take that as sarcasm. You know, I mean, obviously it depends on the wife. Eugene said he lived in Malaysia last year. That sounds just like him.
Well, that's quite possible. Here's the here's what the poster says. And listen, I don't speak Malaysian, so I'm just trying to do my best here. Ilak pakai pakaian rumah bertatayas seperti biasa bersolek dan berpakaian kemas. And that, I mean, that's offensive to women? Come on.
It doesn't sound offensive.
No, it sounds sweet and loving.
Yeah, I mean, it's really a beautiful language.
Yes. Did you hear the part, bertahayas serpeti biasa? I mean, come on.
I mean, that's the highlight, right?
Yes, that stands out. Favorite part.
That just screams beauty.
That's right.
There's some languages that you could be saying the nastiest things and it still sounds awesome. So
yeah.
Oh, Jay Garcia says SVU is doing an all super serial killer marathon on Sunday. You know,
isn't that a show you watch?
I watch the new ones now. I used to just binge all the I've seen every single episode more than once. And for some reason I'm just fascinated by it. It's one of my, you know, comfort food shows. Same thing with the original Law and Order. But I've kind of gotten to where I don't watch them anymore except for the new ones that come out on Thursday night. And yeah, Chicago PD is another one I watch, but like I can't go back and watch those episodes again like I used to be able to with Law and Order. I don't know why. I did see that Christopher Maloney, who played Detective Stabler, is going to do an SVU spinoff that they've approved 10 episodes for, so I'll probably watch that. But, yeah, I don't know. It's just weird. I used to, especially when I'd be here during the day, I would, if Law and Order was on all day, I would watch it. But I don't know. I mean, we all have shows that people look at you and go, what the hell? That's kind of mine. I don't even know why.
That's like, you know what show I still watch? Survivor.
Yeah, well, it's
mostly
because
I still
thing.
Think one day I might be on it, but now that's looking more and more grim. Although if I were on Survivor right now, guess what? I wouldn't be worried about coronavirus.
No, that's true. Well, we're kind of playing real life Survivor right now.
It's so true.
There is that.
So far, we're winning.
Yeah, yeah.
We haven't been voted off the island yet.
We've made it another day so far. Well, we got 30 minutes left to make
the
state.
The Stacey's mom guy. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, Joe Diffie.
You're gonna have to Joe Diffie. Bring me your torch. The tribe has spoken.
Oh man,
is it too soon for coronavirus death jokes?
Yeah, but I mean, when has it ever been too soon for anything from us? You know, let's be honest.
That's true.
Smack V on Twitter. You guys doing a poker tournament tonight? Yeah, we're doing another free one. 8 o'clock. All you have to do is join the club. All the information's on Sports Map on how to do that. And I think Jerry's doing like a little $25 one tonight as well. I don't know for sure. Hit him up. But yeah, we had to. We did the one today mainly to test to see how it would work to collect money back and forth through PayPal. So, what was that, Aaron?
He was telling me, I got to tell you about TGS Insurance, Fred. They keep saving our listeners huge amounts of money on their home insurance, and they're doing it right now. Obviously, the world is changing very fast. But TGS, they got ahead of the curve a long time ago. They're not making you go in and talk to an agent. You don't have to leave your house at all, in fact. And traditional insurance companies, they're sitting at home with you, waiting on the world to change back. And TGS, they're trying to save you bucks. And all they need is your address. Grab your phone right now. Text the word money to 232323. The system will ask for your address. Reply back with that. You'll get a full quote and a proposal with excellent coverage within 15 seconds. And this company and the savings are legit. They've got a nearly perfect online rating, over 800 reviews, and the average customer is saving nearly $900 a year. I actually even saved more than that. They're working with A-rated companies. You're going to get good insurance, and they'll take care of all the back end, so you don't have to deal with it. TGS is open right now. Text the word money to 232323 and start saving today.
Hey, Julie, look what they're doing to me, trying to trip me up, trying to wear me down. Julie, I swear it's so hard to bear it, and I'd never make it through without you around.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. And it's funny, when somebody asked early in the week, and I just never got to it, but watching the Joe Exotic thing, was asking, is it weird that the most normal guy was the drug cartel guy? And it's kind of like, it really is. He seemed like the most normal one of all of them.
Yeah, I don't know that there's anybody who was normal, but that, like, the fact that dude would like admitted that, oh yeah, I kind of helped carve up a DEA agent, and he's one of the more relatable characters. That's telling.
Oh man, 713-780 ESPN. I don't know. You probably weren't a Kids in a Hall guy, but they're doing a. Amazon is basically doing a Kids in the Hall revival, which, you know, I always loved that show. And I don't know if you remember, we had one of the guys on, Kevin McDonald, when he was doing a show here. And it was like one of the worst interviews ever. He just totally choked and wound up ejecting like 2 minutes into the interview. He's a funny dude, but I guess sometimes, you know, comedy doesn't translate to radio. But
guess not.
But looking at the picture of all of them, I don't think you can call it Kids in the Hall anymore.
These old dudes in the hall.
Yeah. But, yeah, it was a fun little show. And Amazon's going to do a revival. And 30 years ago, they were Kids in the Hall. So.
I'll be damned.
Yeah.
Not
did you
so
hear
much,
the? Did you hear the latest news in New England?
No.
Cody Kessler cut by the Patriots, leaving them
no.
with just Jared Stidham and Brian Hoyer. And I, you know, I've been saying this for a long time, and I still stand by it. Cody Kessler's a better quarterback than he's treated. Like, that was the Browns fought and fought against putting him in. And when he went in there, he wasn't awful. He was better than those other crappy Browns quarterbacks, and they still punked him out. I would like Cody Kessler as like my back. I'd like him as a backup quarterback, but as a third string quarterback, I think that dude's about as good as it gets. And he continues to be disrespected in the league. I'm not saying he's ever going to be a starter. I don't think that. But the few times I've seen him play, the dude doesn't suck. There's a lot of quarterbacks you see him play. Like, you look at any quarterback on the Steelers last year, and you're like, oh, boy. I'd rather have Cody Kessler than any of those guys. So there's guys in the league who have jobs. Cody Kessler get out here getting cut from his third-string job that should really be taking a look at this dude. He's not that bad.
I agree with you. I mean, obviously it's not ideal if he winds up playing quarterback for you, but it's better than a lot of backups that we've seen. And when he's been pressed into service, I mean, he's serviceable. He's not going to go out and wow you, but he doesn't screw up a lot either. And
nope.
You know, I think that's a guy that can win a couple games for you.
Yep. I mean, obviously, in the Texans, they're not in a position where they need him. They've got A.J. McCarron, who I think is a fine backup. But there are teams out there who, I'm telling you, would be better off with Cody Kessler than what they've got now. But the whole point is, this opens things up for either the Patriots to draft someone or to potentially make a move for Cam Newton, which is obviously the speculation of the interwebs.
Yeah, it's interesting to me that, you know, we talked about how many quarterbacks might be on the move this year, named quarterbacks, and obviously Phillip Rivers being one of them and Tom Brady being the biggest name, but how there might not be places for everybody. And at this stage, and I did see a story that Cam Newton might be a possibility for Denver, which, you know, wouldn't be all bad. I think they've made a lot of good moves this offseason.
They have.
The only thing I don't
kind of an underrated team this offseason. I think they're doing a good job.
Yeah, I just don't trust their coaching staff. I just don't know that their coaches are any good. But that's a team that, boy, you put a quarterback on. Again, obviously, he's got to be healthy, and that was a pretty serious injury. But if he is and you're getting anything, you're not going to get MVP Cam Newton, but if you get really good Cam Newton, I think they could be a little bit of a sleeper, but I think those are really, you know, it's Los Angeles. See, I didn't call them San Diego.
Good job.
It's New England or it's Denver is really the only places left. And, you know, Denver may be happy with Drew Lock. I don't know. And I guess if you're, I just don't know what Bill Belichick's thinking. He may, and, you know, he's a better O'Brien in that he may just decide, hey, I can win with Jared Stidham and Brian Hoyer. And maybe he can.
And by the way, I would rather have Cody Kessler than Brian Hoyer. I'm not even kidding.
I think I would too. I think Hoyer turns the ball over a little more than Kessler. I'd have to double check the numbers.
Yeah.
But yeah. But hey, you know, it's Belichick. It's hard to question the guy.
Asking for a friend says, Kessler, are we sure it's just ability more than one team? Any personality or clubhouse fit things to be concerned with? Here's the deal with Cody Kessler. He wasn't a high draft pick, and that's just the life of if you're not a high draft pick and you're a third-string quarterback, you're very disposable. You have a nomad's life as a quarterback. So if Cody Kessler would have gone in, you know, the second round, he wouldn't have been bouncing around like this. But no one invested anything big in him. He was like a late third-round pick. And after he finished that contract with Cleveland, I mean, now he's just, he bounces around. But I'm telling you, when I saw him in Cleveland, and I kept wondering why Cleveland wouldn't give him a shot. They were desperate for quarterback play. And he played, and he looked pretty good. So I'm not saying that, and I don't know about if he's got any kind of, locker room issues or anything like that. It's hard to say. What I do know is when he was at USC, he was a guy who he was backing up Matt Barkley, didn't complain about it, even though he was like a big-time recruit.
He's like a high school All-American and didn't say a word about being a backup when he got there. He was always seemingly a pretty good kid. So I've never seen any personality. So of course, I've never been in the locker room with him. He could have some problems. But that's a dude who, to me, from what I've seen of him in the NFL, he's better than a lot of guys out there. And the reason why he got drafted where he did is because he's you know, barely 6 foot tall. But the dude was a 3-year starter for USC and, you know, 88 touchdown, 19 interceptions at USC and 7 rushing touchdowns. That's a pretty good career. You're not a 3-year starter at USC if you can't play. And obviously we've seen plenty of guys from that school, especially go to the NFL and not be good. But this isn't a guy like Matt Leinart who got drafted in the first round and never really cared about football. It's clearly a dude who's willing to grind out a career and, you know, I just think he's better than what he gets.
315 says, meanwhile, my Jets re-signed David freaking Fails.
Yeah. You can't tell me David Fails is better than Cody Kessler.
Yeah. I'm not going to try.
Yeah.
281 says, I don't know why, but Lynn is big on Tyrod Taylor. I think that's a mistake. Listen, Tyrod Taylor's a solid guy.
Tyrod Taylor's a great backup quarterback.
Yeah.
And he's actually a guy who, like, when I say a great backup quarterback, what I mean is he's a guy who, if you lose your starter for 4 games, the wheels aren't going to fall off. If he's your starter for the entire career or for the entire season, it probably ain't going to go well. There was 1 year in Buffalo. It was obviously a defense-heavy team. That had he been around for them in the playoffs, maybe they could have won a playoff game. But you're very limited in what you can do. That's why he's a great backup, but he's not. You're not going anywhere if that's your starter.
Well, I think that's why Cam Newton's perfect for a team like that, because the upside is so much higher. And if he's not right, then you've got a pretty good option there. But I think if you're going in thinking, hey, this is going to be our guy, unless, you know, they're going to draft Tua or somebody like that. If that's the plan, then Taylor's probably a functional guy to have until your guy's ready to play. But I mean, I still feel like I'd rather have Cam Newton, and I think he'll land somewhere. But you know, I do wonder if his personality would work with Belichick. I mean, he is a little soft at times.
Yeah.
I don't know how well that would go with Belichick.
That's true.
All right.
What's Facebook the Facebook question, Aaron?
Justin asked on Facebook, do you think the government is going to be nice enough to let us keep taking alcohol to go when this thing is over? Are they going to strip
no.
it away?
No. They're taking that back, of course. These old school Texas laws, you can't have that. What are we, grown-ups? Alcohol to go? You got to be crazy.
It would be a good time to make some changes to those laws, though, considering that you have had a precedent. Now, obviously, you can't go in there and drink, which is why they're doing it. But, yeah, I see very little chance. Our state government is so backward. And, I mean, really, you know, politicians anywhere suck. But here, the odds of us getting things that just kind of make sense, if it's stuff that we like, forget about it. All right. Quick break. We only got 1 segment left? Really?
That's it.
All right.
The show's flown by. Thanks to
sure
Stacy's mom.
Yeah. God, she was hot.
She's all
quick
I want.
Break.
I've waited so long. Stacy, can't you see? You're just not the girl for me. I know it might be wrong, but I'm in love with Stacy's mom. Ah, what poetry. We've lost a legend.
Well, and isn't that kind of every kid's dream, is mother-daughter when you're that age?
No, not me.
It was for me.
I had a couple. There was a couple hot moms, but I would always have preferred the daughter.
Okay. Maybe it's just me then.
It's
all
just
right.
You.
Okay. Well, we know I'm a weird. Quick break. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. He's barred.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Pop me up beside the jukebox if I die. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, final segment of the day. And on Wednesdays, we always wrap it up with famous deaths, so let's do that. And we start in 2002. This is from my era. Randy Castillo, who was a drummer for Ozzy Osbourne and Motley Crue, not a guy most of you would have heard of, but he was a big deal with 80s metal bands and stuff. So, also in 2002, Dudley Moore, probably best known for Arthur, the original one, not the Russell Brown one. Not a movie you could probably make today because it really glorified alcoholism quite a bit.
No big deal.
I think one of my favorite lines is he was drunk and he just says, "Isn't fun the best thing to have?" So,
it is the best.
Yep. Joe.
Well, DeVito, sex and then money and then fun.
Well, he had all of those. So,
right.
He also drove drunk all the time. I mean, it was might not be able to pull that off. Joe Diffie, we mentioned 1993. Brandon Lee, who was Bruce Lee's son, who died in the same way as the scene from Game of Death, which was really
filming
weird.
The Crow.
Yeah,
basically, they thought it was a blank bullet, and it was a live round and killed him.
Yeah, and that was almost the exact scene from Game of Death, which was probably, even though they did most of that movie with a different guy playing Bruce Lee, that's probably my favorite Bruce Lee movie because he's got the battle with Chuck Norris and the battle with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, and it was, anyway, don't mean to go down the Bruce Lee rabbit hole. Nipsey Hussle was a year ago.
Time flies, dude.
I'm telling you. 1984, Marvin Gaye was not sexually healed. Was shot to death by his own father. Okay, sports figures, Curly Neal. That happened.
That was this last week.
That
too.
Feels like that was weeks ago.
His wasn't coronavirus, right?
No. He just died. He was 77. Okay. That's what old people do. They die.
Remember that.
Let's see. Political figures. Ivan the Terrible in 1584. Also, great serial killer name.
Yeah, he wasn't a great guy.
No. I mean, when your last name's the Terrible, I mean, don't know what else there is to say. 1969, Dwight D. Eisenhower, dead at 78. Your 34th U.S. president. I think he ranks fairly high in the presidential rankings.
Oh, sure.
And 2002, Queen Elizabeth, dead at 101 years old. Those queens in England, man.
They live a long time.
They've got something. They live forever. Okay, let's see. 1892, Walt Whitman, American poet, dead at 72. They buried him under leaves of grass. Nobody's going to get that reference. How about Donald Harvey in 2017, American serial killer? Healthcare worker who killed at least 37 patients.
Yeah, you know what? For whatever reason, any serial killers who are nurses, that's not interesting to me. Like, that, you don't have to work as hard to, either kidnap women or break into their houses or, whatever, abduct kids, however you choose to do your serial murder. Like, if you're just killing people who might be dying anyway, you're kind of a phony serial killer, if you ask me. Did we lose Freddie the Beetle?
I think we might have.
Oh, okay. Well, he was obviously my point was well taken and quite correct. Those are the most boring of all serial killers. Let me see if I can.
You want me to carry on with it?
Yeah, carry on with this.
We
got Fred back. Okay.
That was weird. I just we got Fred now for some reason. The thing about a guy like that is, the victims come to you, you know?
Right. It's not as hard to work.
All right, here's your best deaths. Ludwig von Beethoven, 1827.
All right.
Dead at 56. 1995, Eazy-E, Dead at 30.
Damn. Kill all you fools, even your boo-boo and your baby.
Jimmy Wynn, former Astro.
Are you familiar with Easy Eve, Fred?
Yeah, I saw the movie.
Okay, good. What's your favorite? What's your favorite lyric?
Oh hell, I don't know. we play some of their stuff during the show. I recognize them when I hear it. James Fannin, dead in 1836.
1836.
Johnny Cochran in 2000. What?
This is a bad time for Texans in 1836 as far as their life expectancy.
Yeah, exactly. Johnny Cochran, he no longer fit at the age of 67 in 2005. Mitch Hedberg, comedian, 2005. Sir Isaac Newton, 1727. Jesse Owens, 1980. And one of your favorites, Selena, in 1995.
Ah, I still remember the day I got beat up for making fun of Selena when she died.
All right, real quick, we got porn
punched
stars.
In the back of the head with one of those big lollipops. Devastating.
2019, Riley Evans, 32 years old, died from?
32? That sounds like a car accident.
Breast cancer.
Oh, that's a tough one.
2014, Lindsey Springer, 23 years old.
Oh, that's a drug overdose. It
says cause of death unknown. I'm going to give you that one. I'm going to assume that's what it was. 2016, Andrea Timmel, 40 years old.
That sounds like drug overdose.
Suicide, probably brought on by drug overdose. So, okay.
There you go. That counts.
March 31, 2006, Angela Devi.
How old?
Does not give her age here. She died.
I'm going to go murdered by a pimp.
Committed suicide by asphyxiation.
Oh, that's a good way to go.
1999, Kim Kattan.
I've always dreamt of going that way.
Oh, yeah. There's worse ways. Kim Kattan, 1999.
I think she was famous. I feel like she died. I don't know. Maybe she was died of cancer or something like that.
Seizure in shower with drain clogged.
Hmm.
That's pretty specific. And she 2011, was like Britney.
No, go ahead. What? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Okay. 2011, Britney Love, 28 years old.
A lot of porno chicks died. Let's go with that's suicide.
I'm going to give you a point for that because it says cause of death unknown. So there
you
go.
I'll take it.
All right, that's going to wrap it up.
Rough
for
week
another
for
one.
Texans and porn stars.
Yeah, definitely. guys, have a good one. We'll do it again tomorrow. Till then, stay sportsy, bitches. Yeah, there's something women like about
a pickup man. ESPN 97.5.